You've been invited to be a guest clinician somewhere, and now you're wondering, what can I do to be the greatest guest clinician that that group has ever had? Back with some advice in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Early this year, I had the opportunity to be the guest conductor for the Eastern Colorado Honor Band held in Bennett, Colorado. It was a great experience. I had a lot of fun with the students and a lot of fun with the other directors there. Let's talk very quickly about some of the types of honor bands or groups you might be a guest clinician at. Of course, there's the obvious where a friend of yours has just called you to come in and work with one of their groups on a day off you have, or you're taking some time off to do that. And then there's an honor band where the students are selected to be in that group. And there are sometimes what are called miracle bands or one-day wonder bands that you have a bunch of small schools that are just grouped together and everybody brings their 8 or 10 students for kind of a mass band. But everybody who is in their school comes to that band. The one that I had was an honor band that was a one-day experience where we practice all that one day and then a concert that night. Some of the honor bands you might be a part of could be ones that rehearse over several days, and you might approach that a little bit differently because you'll have a little bit more time to work in depth. But I had a great experience at Bennett, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to be a great guest clinician. Obviously, you want to study the score and be familiar with the music. That is beyond the scope of this particular podcast, and that one's a kind of an obvious tip. So make sure that you've studied the score and arrive prepared. Arrive early. So many people spend their entire lives just constantly being behind on everything. If you arrive early, it gives you time to go have a cup of coffee in the town, to relax, get your thoughts together, make sure that you know where you're supposed to be so that you're not rushing around and panicking because there was more traffic than you thought. Be present. So plan on spending the day or the several days that you're there not worrying about email, not worrying about the phone. Take care of everything that you need to do beforehand. So have a proper sub plan in place if you are still teaching full time so that you're not worried about what's going on at your home school. If you are so busy that you can't follow this rule about being present, maybe you need to turn this opportunity down. There'll be more opportunities that come in the future. I don't take very many of these opportunities because I want to be there for my own students. But when I do go there, I'm present there for those students. Another thing that you could do is when we got to the late afternoon, the last couple of hours of practice, the kids had been going pretty strong all day, and I could tell that they were starting to get fatigued, and they still needed to have their chops for that night. It wasn't a multi-day practice. So as we were getting to the end and near the dinner break, I decided to just talk to the students. It was kind of a motivational talk. I told them a little bit about myself, about what got me into music, and then I opened it up for questions that the students could ask me. And they asked me some really interesting questions, and I just felt like we were able to make an emotional connection that then translated into what we were able to do with the music. And I saved this for the end of the day. I didn't even know for sure if I would do it, but I saved it for the end of the day because I knew their chops would be tired then, and I knew that we could, that would be a better spot to do that rather than right at the beginning. I thought it was really important to do, and it's something that I probably will do for events in the future. be flexible and know what it is you're getting into or doing. Some all-city groups are like all-state in other places. And some of the one-day wonders where everyone is just added together, the expectation is going to be a little bit different, and the preparation level will be different also. I used to be in charge of a league band, is what it was called, and there were these 10 schools with 8 or 10 students in band each, and we would all join together for, we had a middle school band, a high school band, and a percussion ensemble, and I was in charge of hiring the clinician for that. I brought one guy in, and he was used to doing honor bands where the students auditioned to be in that group. And he was so hard on himself. I could tell by the end of the day that he was not happy with how things turned out. All the directors were happy, the kids were happy, the concert sounded good and sounded about what we expected it sound like with that type of a group. But this person I brought in, he was not happy at all. And I think he had just had too high of an expectation, which is fine, but then he needed to be flexible with what the group was and what type of student was in that group. Engage with the host and with the directors. I was surprised to find out that when I was at this Eastern Colorado Honor Band in Bennett, the lady who was hosting it, she said that some of the clinicians she sometimes bring in, they want to just go off and eat by themselves. They don't talk to her. They don't talk to the other directors. And it was just very surprising to me to hear that. So it goes back to being present. For that day or for that hour or for that 3 days, you're being hired to be present and be there. So engage with the host and the directors and share about you, about your story. It's a time not just to make some great music, but maybe to encourage some young directors. And then lastly, send a thank you note. It is hard for the person who's organizing the event with all the details they have to do. It is a hard thing to do. The 7 years that I was hosting the league band, I got better at doing it each year, but the first year I did it, I was starting it from scratch. So send a thank you note to the person who thought of you enough to bring you in and hire you for the day. Hope that these tips are helpful, and hope that you are a great guest clinician the next time that you have an opportunity to be one.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band.